Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. This is the Transfer Wrap, and I am your host, Nkululeko Ngewu. Our show today is packed with action, and as always, we'll bring you the biggest transfer news and insights that's happening right now in the world of football. We'll hear some fan opinions on the voice notes. The big question is, what do you expect from the opening fixtures of the Absa Premiership? Perhaps any upsets? Well, we'll also catch up with a few prominent fans from the PSL clubs to hear their thoughts on the upcoming season. Football journalist Thomas Konaita believes that this will be the season in which we will see a top goal scorer exceeding the 15 goal mark. And finally, we'll give you a glimpse of the headlines making news in the world of football right now and some exclusives from the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Waka Maduna Hammerstein you are not. Hayi mina ngokwami ngijabula kakhulu nje ukubona indlela ifeature sethe ngayo ngasho nje ngithi hayi sethe kahle impela yabona nje lapha ya we Sundowns ne Kaizer, that's a revenge game. Iyazi Sundowns kumele siyishaye idlile, and when it comes to kwi Pirates, when it comes to the Pirates ne Highlands Park, I game enzima leyo ngeke uyithathe kancane. Highlands Park ayiwinanga noma kanjani, azange iwine nje NFT noma kanjani, bishaya amagol strong, iwashaya strong amagol. So iPirates ingayo ngokuthi izofika idlela amahlandla lapha noma kanjani, uyabona nje ukuthi kuboshelwe ngoba even nakwi MTN 8 uyabona indlela ekuboshwe ngayo ukuthi aziboshele ngempela. Khona sobona nabadlali abasha esibathengile ukuthi kuhamba kanjani kahle kahle, hayi abangena abasha akube lithi lana-ke manje la eMzansi. Siyathemba ukuthi udobolwane naye.
Well, every Wednesday you can get yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with the players. Here is what was covered on this week's newspaper. Sokala Duma paper editor Vuyani Joni pens an editor's column imploring PSL teams to do more in terms of how much they empower their players off the field. He has been subject of plenty of speculation with reports that he refused to join Chipa United even though he had accepted their money. Selin Abram speaks to the man himself, or Bernard Morrison, about these and other allegations. Luka Adam and VJ continue their conversations with the players from the previous editions of the newspaper on Still In Touch and In Touch respectively. Well, he recently left Verse for Free State Stars, and now he has sat down with our very own Bivanazo to chat about his journey thus far. This is what Elazar Rogers had to say about why he left, or why he didn't play at Bidvest Verse.
I think I was used more as an impact player then. I don't know if it's because of my age or because of anything else, but I guess the coach was also giving the new striker an opportunity, you know, and I think that's also part of the game. And I think it's definitely also probably the lack of scoring goals, you know. I think when you play and you are able to do well and score goals, you know, obviously your chances of playing is more. And then all in all, I think the team was struggling to get a lot of goals and this wasn't coming.
And finally, another intriguing interview by Bivanazo with Musa Lebusa, who seems to be on his way out of Ajax Cape Town. There was an allegation that their former coach Stanley Menzo lost the dressing room at some point, and Bivanazo posed this question to Musa, and this is what the player had to say.
Like, he was there, no, you know, whatever he says, it's been done. Like, everything needs to happen his own way. Nobody tells him what to do, you know. So I think that happened. And it was a number of things, really, but one thing that stands out for me is the players used to complain about me, how he does things, his treatment, like the way he's so strict. Like, the guys didn't really like that.
Well, catch all that and more great content and so much more exclusive interviews on the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper.
This week, Kate Chiefs is gonna win by 3 goals.
Hey, my name is Kenny TK. What I see or my thought on the first fixture of the PSL is that they will be upset. Of course, the two giant meeting at 3 o'clock, Kaizer Chiefs Sundowns, that will be a huge draw. If any one team wins on that day, it will be 1-0. Either side will win 1-0. No plenty goal will be offered there. As for the rest of the fixture, Pirate will win. Black Leopard will spoil the party for Polokwane City. And Vets will continue their struggle. Super Sport will fail. Porokowe. Okay. We'll see the rest.
To chat a little bit more about the Premier Soccer League, the Absa Premiership upcoming fixtures and the signings made by the teams, we now joined on the line by Mr. Thomas Kwenaite. He's a football pundit on TV, also an African football journalist, a respected journalist in the continent. Thomas Kwenaite joins us. Thomas, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. Well, what has been your impression in terms of signings first with the teams? Which team do you think is going to be the strongest in the upcoming season?
I think when I look at the activities of all the clubs in the Premier Soccer League, I would like to say you've got to give Mamelodi Sundowns credit. I think they bought very wisely. They strengthened the positions that they needed. And they, despite the fact that they have lost Kamabilia and Pesita, I think they look much, much stronger than even last year. Yes, I hear people saying that they are likely going to miss Pesita. Yes, he was an important player for them. But I think they have been able to replace him. People haven't seen much of the guy called, is it Mena? I think Ali Mena, absolutely. But I have been fortunate to have watched him several times, even before he signed for Sundowns. And I think he's a quality acquisition for Mamelodi Sundowns. And Andile Jalu, of course, is then another addition. And I believe Mosali Busa as well has joined Sundowns. And so I think Sundowns have been very shrewd and very, very wise in terms of their activities in the market. Orlando Pirates as well. I think Pirates have also brought in quite a lot of quality. My fear, though, for Pirates is the way Pirates finished so strongly in the previous season. Now, are they going to dismantle that team that finished so strongly with the addition of the 9 to 11 players that they brought in? Or have they just brought the players just to strengthen the team because they'll be participating in local competitions as well as in the CAF Champions League? But give them credit. I think they have bought very wisely. And the Vets have brought in about 11 players as well. But I think they have lost quite a lot of quality players. Ben Motwari, Nchangase, and they've lost quite a lot of very, very quality players. But it depends how the new players that they have brought in will gel with the team. Well, Chiefs, I think, Kamabilia is a marquee signee, but I think when I watched the Kaizer Chiefs against Cape Town City last week and the previous week against Mamelodi Sundowns, they certainly did not look convincing for me. Chiefs look very, very weak to me. I think they still need to strengthen their team and quite a little bit. I think they need perhaps 4 or 5 more quality players. But that's my honest opinion. They could prove me wrong, but my opinion is that they still need to strengthen their team.
All right. We really thank you very much for that. Before we let you go, I need to ask you this. Your expectation for the opening weekend of the PSL, what do you foresee happening? I mean, we have a marquee game, a major game between Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates. Well, Highlands Park is not going to be very easy for Orlando Pirates. Mamelodi Sundowns, Chiefs, people are saying draw. Cape Town City, SuperSport United. What do you expect in this opening? Do you expect goals like we didn't see last season?
Fireworks. I expect fireworks. I think the pairings of the opening league games should really set the tone of what we can expect this season. And I strongly, strongly believe from the bottom of my heart that we are going to see quite a lot of goals this season. And Chiefs Sundowns, you're quite right. Chiefs Sundowns, I expect a lot more goals in the opening game. Pirates, Highlands Park, again, I think that's going to be another free-scoring game as well. Although some people might think that it will be a closely contested game, I think there's going to be lots and lots of goals there. I think throughout this season, Last year, we had the top goal scorer finishing with 11 goals. I have a feeling that we are going to surpass the 15-goal mark at the end of the season. I expect more goals.
Mm, and your feeling, where, which side does it guide you towards? Which player or from which team do you think that we're going to get those 17 or 18 goals from?
I think Mamelodi Sundowns. If you look at the quality within their team, Jeremy Brocky has broken his duck, although it might have been in a friendly game. And I think if the quality of the supply is good enough, I think Mamelodi Sundowns will be the team that will produce a player that will score more than 15 goals this season.
All right, Mr. TK, thank you very much for joining us on Sokoladuma Radio. We appreciate your thoughts.
It's always a pleasure.
Well, here we are then, ladies and gentlemen. It's what we've all been waiting for, the start of the new Absa Premiership season. If you're not excited, then I'm delighted to announce to you that I'll be excited on your behalf. In case you missed it, here are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. We start off with Kaizer Chiefs. They may be without their defender, Tunej Hadebe, for a while. Indications are that the defender has picked up another injury. The 22-year-old centre-back only managed to play 13 Absa Premierships games for the Glamour Boys last season, as his debut campaign was marred by injury, and it appears that he has had a similar bad luck as things get underway this time around as well. According to sources, Hadebe is a doubt for the clash with Mamelodi Sundowns this weekend after picking up an ankle injury, although the extent of it is unknown at this point in time. Well, another Zimbabwean from Kaizer Chiefs, formerly of Kaizer Chiefs rather, Kingston Nkata has penned a new deal in Zimbabwe after parting ways with SuperSport United. Nkata parted ways with Mazatsansa at the expiry of his contract in June, having arrived in Mzansi in 2007, where he joined Free State Stars from Zimbabwe's Caps United. Nkata went on to play for Karara Kicks, Black Leopards, Chiefs, and Mazatsansa during his stay of over 10 years in the country. The striker's deal with Dynamos was confirmed by the club president, Solomon Sanyamandwe, to Zimbabwe publication The Herald. We're moving right along then. Former Mamelodi Sundowns man Muzikayise Mashaba has stopped training with Kaizer Chiefs this week, with the club seemingly deciding against offering him a deal at Naturena. The 29-year-old fullback started training with the Glamour Boys recently as he looked to land himself a deal with the club going into the new season following his exit from Masantawana. At the moment, it is unclear whether Mashaba has stopped training with Chiefs just for the time being or whether they've opted against signing him. Orlando Pirates? Well, Orlando Pirates. What about Orlando Pirates? Their new goalkeeper, Brilliant Kuzwayo, is said to miss the start of the season, with the club confirming that the former Kaizer Chiefs stopper is set to receive treatment. The goalkeeper is expected to be out for between 3 to 4 weeks whilst recovering from the injury, as confirmed by the Soweto Giants. Kuzwayo will see an orthopedic surgeon this week to remove screws on his ankle and to have a scope performed. Although not serious, the treatment is more of a corrective measure to allow the player to endure a pain-free season with the Buccaneers. And finally, in the news making headlines in the last 7 days, Cape Town City have announced a new team captain, passing down the armband from Robin Johannes. City parted ways with Robin Johannes at the end of his deal on June the 30th this year, with the defender making a switch to Bidvest Wits. The club has now officially confirmed the new captain for the 2018-2019 season, announcing that right back Thamsanqa Mkhize is the new team leader and the third since the club's inaugural season. Here's what the captain had to say about his appointment.
To be entrusted with a leadership position, it's not an easy thing. It comes with a lot of responsibilities on and off the field. But however, I do feel I'm ready to lead this team. And obviously, with the help from my teammates, especially the senior members that we have, I believe I'll be able to fulfill my duties. Obviously, I'm honored and humbled by the opportunity that the club, the coach, and his technical team they've given me. It shows the trust that they have in me that I can be able to lead the team.
Those were some of the stories that made headlines in the last 7 days in the world of football. For more of them, check out www.sokoladuma.co.za.
According to my thoughts, Kaizer Chiefs is going to be on top of the league by beating Sundowns 4-2 tomorrow. I knew and I believe that it's going to happen.
Well, Premier Soccer League teams have continued to strengthen their squads. Here are some of the top transfer stories from this week. Mamelodi Sundowns and Maritzburg United have come to an agreement on Lebogang Mabue, with the player joining Masan Tawana. This week, the two clubs have been in the process of figuring out the details of a transfer, and now the midfielder was announced by Masan Tawana on their social media. Sources have suggested that Keletso Magalwa will move the other way on loan as part of that deal. Sundowns have already signed the likes of Andile Jali, Tony Silva, Jose Alimeza and Lala Kay, with the quartet set to be joined by both Riyad Peterson and Musa Lebusa. Ajax Cape Town have completed the signing of former Cape Town City goalkeeper Shu'aib Walters. Walters had been training with the Urban Warriors for the past few weeks and now has penned a deal with the club. The Urban Warriors will be plying their trade in the National First Division this season, and they will begin their campaign with a clash against the Jomo Cosmos. Free State Stars have confirmed 11 new players, and they have parted ways with 14 players in preparation for the next season, or the new season rather. The Bethlehem outfit has confirmed the player movements on their official website. The new players include players like Ueliza Rogers from Bitvis Verds, Tsepo Tema, Mpoma Ruping, Maboke Matlakala, Cesare Ganze, Judas Musiamedi and William Twala. And the players that they released are players like Mohamed Anas, Tamsan Teise, Silo Jafta, Mumuni Abubakar, Katlego Mashego, Ntlanhla Vilakazi and Siphelele Mthembu. And finally, on the transfer front, Bitvis Verds unveiled 11 new signings for the new season, including in-form striker from Zimbabwe. The Clever Boys unveiled their new recruits, namely Hashim Domingo, Bantu Mzwakali, Simon Murray, Terence Zukamanja, Mkolisi Machupu, Vuyomere Lihlololo Nonyane, Robin Johannes, Brighton Mthongo, Gift Motupa, and Dion Hutto.
Thank you. My name is Matemu Katekan Vukeya. I'm from Kalfontein, Tembisa. Yes, the opening fixture of the Absa Premiership this weekend, the big clash between Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns, is going to be the game that will caught all eyes of South African football and Africa as a whole. But the second match I go is for the Limpopo Derby, Polokwane City against Black Leopard. Yo, that is going to be a great game. But the last game of the week, I will go for the Durban Derby, where it will be Maritzburg United against Golden Arrows. Thank you.
Well, keep those voice notes coming, ladies and gentlemen. We really, really appreciate them. Now, taking a look at the fixtures for the upcoming weekend. Well, it's the opening weekend, like I mentioned earlier. Mamelodi Sundowns, the biggest, will be playing against Kaizer Chiefs. They are the host. They've announced as well on their social media that the capacity is around 40% so far in terms of tickets being sold. The match is at 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 4th of August. And Bitvis Verds plays on the same day at 6 p.m. They are hosting Free State Stars. We've heard from a Bitvis Verds fan about what he expects his team to achieve this season. Free State Stars have announced a lot of players as well. We'll see how they go. Cape Town City will host SuperSport United at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Black Leopards at 6 will host Polokwane City. There is a bit of controversy with Black Leopards wanting to play their home games in Toriando. The PSL insisting that they need to move it to Polokwane because of the quality of Toriando Stadium. We'll keep you updated about those news. That match, Polokwane City and Black Leopards, is a Limpopo derby. It's played at 6 p.m. and Orlando Pirates will be hosting Highlands Park on Saturday, and AmaZulu at the same time at 8:15 will be hosting Baroka FC. And two matches only on Sunday: Maritzburg United at 3 p.m. against Golden Arrows. Bloemfontein Celtic are saying that they're no longer for sale, will be hosting Chippa United. Those were some of the fixtures. Actually, those were all the fixtures that will be happening this weekend. We hope you enjoy them. Looking at the fixtures, Machaka, for this upcoming weekend, I'm sure the biggest one is Kaizer Chiefs versus Mamelodi Sundowns. What do you expect from this weekend in the PSL overall? Before we talk about Mamelodi Sundowns, do you expect to see goals? Will there be a lot of draws, a lot of nil-nils? What do you expect from the new season of the PSL?
Yeah, you know, football has got a lot of surprises, and thank you very much for your time as well. You know, football has got a lot of surprises. You know, you can't predict what they're going to see, but what we need as followers, as football supporters, We need to see a beautiful game. You know, you can't do the same thing last season, the season before, and expect a good result. What we're saying, let's see different football. Let's see Kasi football. Let's see attacking football as well from Chiefs and Sundowns. You know, we need to bring Sabaras back to the stadium. How do you do that? You know, by playing a very good and competitive football. That's what I can say, my brother. I'm expecting nothing but a good football tomorrow. Not only Sundowns and Chiefs as well, and other teams as well. They must rise to the occasion. Because football has grown in leaps and bounds. But this time around, we need to see a fire from the first whistle to the last. No break, my brother. Nothing else. It's freeway all the time. No robots, no stop sign.
All right. And in terms of your team, Kaizer Chiefs, Amakhosi, what do you expect from them? I mean, Sundowns are strong. Orlando Pirates are very strong. They were number one and number two last season. From your side, as a fan of Kaizer Chiefs, do you expect them to be top three? Do you expect them to take two cups? What do you want as a fan from Kaizer Chiefs this season?
Even though I know, my brother, we just acquired a new coach by the name of Solinas. And you must remember, if my research that I've conducted are very good, this guy has never finished a season with any team that he has coached in his own life. So I'm expecting Solinas, because he must know what he's putting himself into. Once you sign the paper of Kaizer Chiefs, you must know the history of the Glamour Boys. That city is very, very hot. And if you can feel a heat in the kitchen, you know what to do. What I'm trying to say, we're going to give him a chance, Serenas. We welcome him. And I know maybe it's going to change the tactic that we used by our former coach, which is Pete Compella. Even though we haven't, and I'm not sure if the team as well, their finishes on their signings. I think we still need three or four players, just to accommodate Billiard as well and other new players. What I'm trying to say, I'm expecting, that you know what, this season, we call it a delivery season. I think it has been a drying season. The past 3 seasons, my brother, is not like a team like Kelsey's caliber for going 3 seasons without the trophy. Well, it is the delivery season, and we need the big animal with the Absa Premiership. We know other trophies are very good as well, but we are looking at the big animal. And that's what I'm saying, we're taking nothing else for us but a delivery season this season. I think our players and the management and the coach, they must know that the supporters have been crying a lot. Now we need to be happy. Now we need to smile. And this is the right time to smile. Starting with Mamelodi Sundowns at Club Task tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much, Machaka, for giving us your time on Soccer Laduma. All right, Mpo, you are a Bidvest super fan. You love your team. They've signed 11 players for the upcoming season. What do you expect from them in the opening fixtures? I mean, they are playing, Bidvest are playing this weekend against Free State Stars on Saturday. What do you expect from them?
Nothing than a win. I mean, like, we need to start, unlike last season, we need to start by winning our games, our first games. I expect a win. Nothing less from them.
And throughout the rest of the season, what would you like to achieve? I mean, Sundowns are looking strong. Pirates are looking very strong. They were number one and number two last season. So throughout the season, what would you be happy with as a Bidvest fan?
If I can defend my cup and add another cup, that would be much better for me. If I can defend my Telkom and add NetBank on top, then now. And be on top 8, that's only my list that I have for 2018-2019 season.
All right. And then from the players that you have, which one do you think is going to be the star this season? Majoro came in January and it did a little bit well. You've lost some players as well. But from the current crop of players, you lost Vincent Puele to Orlando Pirates. But with the ones that you have now, which one do you think is going to shine this season?
I'm on Abednego, Nsia Kaha.
Yes, I like that.
I'm on him. I think I didn't get enough time because he played the same football as Udo left for us to Pirates. I think this season, if they can give him a chance, then he can showcase his talent. And I can bank on him. If you get a good chance, we can win cups and we can be on the good position at the end of the season.
All right, Mpo, thank you very much, man, for speaking to us on Soccer Laduma. We thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, boss.
Well, joining us now is Thando Siqu, who is a super fan for Cape Town City. We ask him his thoughts about the upcoming matches and the upcoming season. Tando, thank you very much for joining us on Sokola Duma Radio. Well, you are playing this weekend against SuperSport United. What are your expectations?
Well, we've got the promising team, né? And it's team here to have booked in every season. Yeah, it's been a little cool. Kape won tonight, Fumana, the season. I don't want to diverge by AP now. Because the only cup finally back on a Fumana in Avangan as the one in the team is in high. Tomorrow game, we have Silas Spanish about. Without no doubt, we are going to punish them.
And then Ilaway Abadal, Imsambo, Tunga Fan Baba, Magli season, and Sino Gift Link, Supatosi, Usekona season, Yaka SBN. Othekomotisi sesizini zabo zesibini ngubani mhlawumbe ucinga fanele ba wena personally izaba isizini yakhe na kanjani kule season
yabona ayande bengazange adlale eMzantsi Afrika before netat and okwesibini ngoba intwana ikhulile yambona nawe ngomfana ngokugcwele inkwenkwe kwambili and then fitness yakhe uyenisebenza kakhulu kwi-training and bosewutshile wathi ayande esizini yakhe esibini. Watch the boy, the little boy who gives links is the guy that is going to make waves. And then Craig Martin as well.
Sure, Nakanja, and so you Craig Martin.
That's the guy that actually thinks about us, but I think I'm going to be in there. But who took, and as now, Bobo Shane Robert, by midfielders. I'm going to be man now. I think he's 18 years old this year. Yeah, number Duncan Otanis, Shaquille Abrams is there as well. Number one, number cool. Yeah, let alone Ayanda, Lewis Kulman, but Ayanda, the field of season, maybe Kavis is a creative. I'm telling you.
Okay, okokugqibela nje phambi koba ndiyabulela kakhulu ngelixesha Thandos. Okokugqibela nje ucinga fanele uba mhlawumbi izawuphelelaphi itim yona kwileague cause akhona amaqela astrong okunani ngokweplayer abazisayinileyo wena mhlawumbi ucinga fanele uba uza koneliseka yephi iposition ngaphandle ke kwikhaphu le ungazuyibiza ngegama ucinga fanele uba ningaphelelaphi kule season.
So kule season yona mkhulu wam sefuna i-top 4 bona into abayinikwayo i-mandate abayinikwayo ngobheni bangaphumi to kwinatsika kwi-top 8.
And we wish you the best of luck for tomorrow. And we thank you very much for listening. As always, I hope you enjoyed the show. Catch more of these kind of shows next week. For now, it is goodbye from me.
Sokola Duma Radio.